You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
SMS Bongani. On 31702.
It is 22 minutes after 4 o'clock. Now, EWN today has been reporting that there's been a breakthrough in the so-called air robberies cases at OR Tambo International Airport. The National Investigation Unit received a tip-off last night about a group of men apparently targeting travelers from the airport. When officers spotted the men on the N3, they followed the group and a shootout ensued. One suspect was shot dead and two others have been arrested. Joining us now on the line is Brigadier Vish Naidu, who's the National Police's spokesperson. Good afternoon to you and thank you for your time.
A very good afternoon, Bongani, and thank you for the opportunity.
So are these suspects from this incident yesterday linked at all to the so-called follow-home attacks on passengers leaving OR Tambo?
Well, Bongani, all of that is still subject to investigation. But remember, the intelligence report we got indicated that these are suspects that are known to have been following people from the airport. And so far, just today, after breaking the news late last night at around midnight, I personally have received 7 different callers that have indicated that they've fallen victims to robbers that wear in a white ML. And they've even... some of them closely described the suspect, which of course fits the description of suspect that we've arrested. So I think moving forward, we are on the right track. We can possibly link them to at least 5 cases so far, 5 cases of robbery. And then, of course, the vehicle that they've been driving was a vehicle that was taken in a hijacking in Norwood in October this year, which, of course, now they will have to account for. So that's already one case that they would, we think we can secure a successful prosecution. And then, of course, in respect of the suspect that was killed last night, they would also be facing a case of murder. There's already been a decided case in Mpumalanga in rhino poaching incidents where suspects were found guilty for murder where their accomplice was shot and killed by game rangers. So there's already a decided case there. So I think we're on the right track so far.
Well, of course, as we should laud you, I suppose, when you make a breakthrough like this. But sometimes there is the impression that even when you do have a breakthrough, you really are catching the foot soldiers and the kingpins remain, in charge and they'll simply find other replacements.
Yeah, well, you know, this is something that we haven't ruled out. But in this particular, cases that are being reported, we think that it's just small pockets of opportunists that are looking, that see this as a quick way of, sustaining their habits by, generating money to sustain their habits and so forth. So we don't think that there is indeed a bigger syndicate involved because so far we haven't been able to uncover any evidence that suggests that as such. But it's not something that we can really rule out at this point in time.
All right, I have to ask you whilst I have you. Of course, it's always hard to separate fact from fiction around this type of issue. There are lots of SMSs and WhatsApps going around, and one of them is suggesting that, in fact, not only can one be followed from the airport, but you could be attacked on your way to the airport. Do you have any information on that?
Well, so far there have been 2 incidents that I'm aware of where people were followed from a shopping center after making some lucrative deals, one at a bank and the other at a famous jewelry store in Johannesburg. They were followed on the R24, and there was an attempt to, drive them off the road in an effort to rob them. And you would recall that one victim was killed right at the entrance of the airport when all efforts to stop the victim failed by the suspect. So, yeah, there were 2 incidents, but it's not the norm. It would depend. It could happen anywhere that people would be followed from a it's not really a trend, like, as opposed to people being followed from the airport.
Quick one, quick two, I should rather say. I mean, it is the silly season, the holiday season. Are there additional security measures that are being put in place to deal with this type of crime? And I suppose I also have to ask you, what tips can you give travelers using their roads on the way to and from OR Tambo, particularly at this busy time?
Well, to answer your first question is that, yes, we have put intensive measures in place We launched our festive season operations on the 13th of October this year. We're intensifying our operations in terms of capacity and capabilities all over the country. And in terms of trips, we're just advising people, do not withdraw large sums of money, do not expose valuables and jewelry. We'll be, performing high-density operations. But, of course, people must understand we cannot be everywhere at the same time. So we want people to take whatever reasonable precaution they can to help us help them prevent them from becoming victims of crime.
Brigadier Vish Naidu, National Police spokesperson on the line there from Centurion.